Hey ladies, I hope you're having an amazing day today. I am actually going to teach you and give away the first module of the Stop Over Drinking Roadmap. I just decided that I really want you to have a win this week. We are walking into the end of March, Easter celebration, and as you know, Easter is the holiday for me and believers, because it is all based on my Savior who died for me and has been raised from the dead and is now in heaven, seated by just right beside on the right hand of God. And it is a beautiful thing that I am able to have freedom in Him. I have hope. I know that my future home is heaven. And I realize that He has a purpose and a calling for me in this life. And you know what? I'm not perfect and I make mistakes and I sin and I am walking through this life doing my best. But it's really good when I'm trusting Him and leaning on Him and following His call. And there was just a season in my life, as you know, that you're walking through right now, potentially. I know some of my clients, we've had this conversation where we just realize when we're in a relationship with alcohol and it becomes our best friend and it becomes very important to us, there is the realization of, wow, we're putting this above God. We're putting this above our relationship with Him. And it's very sneaky. It continues to sneak in, and it really creates this wedge between us and our Savior. I was just filled with this desire today to give you this win, like give you this opportunity where you can hear and know that this is the first module. The Stop Over Drinking Roadmap is a 6 week, six module program that I have created for you to get you a win, get you to reduce or quit drinking just in 6 weeks. You can do it this week and really start to see what's going on and have tools, tangible steps. It's going to help you have all kinds of new awarenesses, what might be going on, why you're making the choices you're making, why you feel out of alignment, tools to help you lean back into alignment. How to like be in your body. So many of you are just like me, where we lived from here up most of the time and never really noticed what was in our body, or when we did, we immediately ran from it, stuffed it down, ran from it. I don't want any of that. I don't like how that feels. It's uncomfortable. I don't know what to do with it. Or there's this fear that if I let this out, I'm going to say something I don't want to say, or hurt someone, or react in a way, or lose my cool. And it sure isn't okay for a girl to get angry, is it? And the problem with all that is our body knows. The body has the information for us to help us heal. And it is okay to be angry. It's not okay to have a nasty behavior towards someone, but it's okay to feel anger in a safe way in your own personal private space to release that. And this is what I'm teaching you. So today, I hope you enjoy this episode. I hope you save it and go back and listen to it again and again and again. But I'm literally just going to walk you through the first module of the Stop Over Drinking Roadmap. All right, let me share my screen for those of you who are, maybe this will come out. I'm video recording it. Just so you know, I have someone that's helping me now do the video reels for me, just to kind of spread my message so more women can see it and know that there is hope and healing. And I'm doing some videos sometimes. So she might just utilize this because I'm going to share my screen, and this gives an opportunity for you to find it somewhere and actually walk through the modules of the screen. So just give me a moment here. Here we go. Y'all, I'll just make it work. I'm on this little MacBook Air, and I have several things open right now in order to provide this podcast. So it's pretty cool. I have to just kind of scoot things and shift things around, but I wanted to have this for you today. If you would like to see it, I'll make sure we put it somewhere where I can get it for you. So let's go. Week one in the Stop Over Drinking Roadmap. For those of you listening, this is great for you. You might want to take some time to take some notes. And those of you watching, enjoy it as well. So let's start with a quick exercise. And this is just something that I find that we just don't do enough as women. Let's just breathe. If you're driving, of course, you know, how many times have you heard that on a podcast? Please don't close your eyes. But I do want you to just notice, you don't have to close your eyes, but if you're at home and you're at a place where you want to, go ahead and do that. Just close your eyes and just take 4, maybe 3, maybe 5, just really deep breaths here. And all I want you to do is just notice. I just want you to notice your body. Now, if you feel like you need to adjust, that's fine. If you feel like I'm noticing that, you know, the way I'm sitting, I have my left knee bent and I'm kind of half crisscross applesauce in my chair, but it actually feels pretty good. I am going to shift my right foot and put it down on the floor because it was kind of hurting the ball of my foot on my chair. Sometimes I like to move when I'm talking and teaching. It just feels good to my body. And I'm just noticing what's going on. You know, my heart rate feels very steady. I don't feel any specific energy. My mouth's a little dry. And so that's what I want for you today. I just want you to begin to notice your body. Your body is here to hold you up, to serve you, to protect you, to help you grow. This is the only one we have, too. This is it. This is your body. So I hope that you can find some appreciation and let's go. So let's talk a little bit about denial. We all want to just pretend that something's not true sometimes when it actually is. There's a phrase that I have heard in my coaching community that says, the truth is the truth, no matter what you think about it. And that has really landed for me and just recognize like there is truth. So denial is the failure to acknowledge an unacceptable truth or emotion or to admit it into consciousness used as a defense mechanism. So you're here. If you are deciding to walk through this Stop Over Drinking Roadmap program, you've at least come to the place where you're like, all right, I'm done with denial. I realize that it is, that's a lie. I do have an unhealthy relationship with alcohol, and that's why I'm here. So let's break down the word denial. And I did not create this, but I read it somewhere and I love it and I wanted to share it with you. And that's the beauty of acknowledging that there is anything you need to find out there to grow. And when you learn it, you're able to really create it and help you inside of that perspective. So for me, this acronym really, really helped me. I think it came from the Celebrate Recovery Program book that I read at some point. So D in denial disables your feelings. So by repressing our feelings, we freeze in our emotions, and understanding and feeling our feelings is freedom. So you'll get to that later in the modules where we talk about feelings and emotions and what's actually really happening in your body. And typically now when we deny and we push away, that means we disable, we just freeze it, right? And guess what? Emotions don't just go away. They stay in our bodies. So E is energy lost. A side effect of our denial is anxiety. Anxiety causes us to waste precious energy running from our past and worrying about dreading the future. It is only the present, in the present today, where positive change can occur. So this is just simply the awareness of, hey, I overthink a lot. I overthink the future and what's going to happen and when. And we all do this. But here's the awareness of when you recognize this, you recognize how energy depleting that is, and you want to pull yourself back into the present moment. And I'm going to teach you how to do that in this program. N, it negates growth. We are as sick as our secrets. We cannot grow and heal until we're ready to step out of our denial into truth. I, it isolates us from God. We were just talking about that. God's light shines on the truth. Our denial keeps us in the dark. And that is where I was for a long time. Now, here's the beauty of a relationship with the Lord is I believe that once I am saved and I recognize him and repent of my sins, the Holy Spirit is in me, right? Well, he doesn't ever leave me, but there's definitely distance because if I'm denying and I'm lying and I'm hiding, it's gonna create a chasm between me and the relationship with God. He's still there. He still loves me. He's still holding out his hand. He is wanting to bless me. And I have to make the changes. I have to take the steps and take the action. A, it alienates us from our relationships. Denial tells us we're getting away with it. We think nobody knows, but they do, right? And this is in all areas of our lives, right? This isn't just in the relationship with alcohol. However, that is from the perspective that I'm teaching, but this can be an area, any area. Are you struggling inside of your relationship because you're denying that there is something, there's a disconnect there, and you're not willing to address it? That's huge. It's going to continue. When I say the word chasm, that just really lands for me inside of, that is very relational. When you realize there's just this huge distance between you and another person, a lot of it is denial. L, it lengthens the pain. We have the false belief that denial protects us from our pain. However, in reality, denial allows our pain to fester and grow and turn into shame and guilt. And let me tell you, I could just teach on that for another 30 minutes. I'm not going to, but let me tell you, it will lengthen your pain. The more you deny, the more you stuff down, the more that will fester like a non-cared for wound, and it will layer and layer and layer. Can you come back from it? Absolutely. Can you heal from it? Absolutely. And you're just lengthening the process when you push it down. Okay. God's promise says, I will give you back your health again and heal your wounds. Jeremiah 30:17. I have this sheet that I created that is a truth affirmation sheet. You know, you hear affirmations a lot, and I'm not one to really buy into just like fluff affirmations, because if I don't really believe it, it's not going to help me heal. So what I did was, because I believe God's word, and what I did was I sat down one day and I spent time in his word, and I took the scriptures and I turned them into an affirming scripture that I can say that this is his promise. So if you look up Jeremiah 30:17, you'll see that. That's what I've done here. Okay. Next is gratitude. In positive psychology research, gratitude is strongly and consistently associated with greater happiness. Gratitude helps people feel more positive emotions, relish good experiences, improve their health, deal with adversity, and build strong relationships. What is something that you are truly grateful for today? I love that I had created this rhythm years ago with my kids in the car on the way to school. Do we do it every day? No. Now we do it maybe once or twice a week. But every now and then I'll just say, tell me something good. What you grateful for today? And it could be things like sleep, you know, my bed. For me, sometimes it's coffee. And that's okay, because what this does is when we really focus on gratitude, is it shifts us out of this negativity bias. And let me just put a little pin in this for you, is that, you know, I don't know the exact time limit. I've read this. I've heard this. I've heard it even inside our coaching community, that we are wired. Our brain is wired for the negativity bias. It's just naturally leaning into what's wrong because of even safety mechanisms. So we have to be intentional and conscious to lean into the positivity. It's real easy to think negative or not like something or be in a grumpy mood, but it's a little bit more challenging to lean in. So gratitude helps us do that. And here's what is important. You have to, for your brain to actually process it and hear it, you do have to lean into the idea of, like, I think it's 20 or 30 seconds. Like, if I'm just like, I want to ruminate on what I'm grateful for. Okay. So here's a framework. I have created the framework for you inside of this roadmap. It's going to take you through 10 steps. This one, we're walking through acknowledging the truth, surrender, declaration, and commitment. So I have it mapped out in a linear way, but this journey is not linear. There's no step by step. There's no checklist. It ebbs and flows. I mean, you can go through this roadmap, you can walk through this program, and then you may bounce back and go back to this module, or you may jump back into module three because you really want to dive in deeper. Like, would that's the emotion module, and that's the one where you're going to really learn, like, what am I actually feeling? It's not just, oh, I feel good today or bad today. There's layers upon that, and it matters because you're being honest with yourself. And you are allowing this to move through your body. So, number one, acknowledge the truth. The most important skill to breaking any habit is making an unshakable commitment to the truth. Okay? When something bad happens, we deny, avoid, we try to escape, and we feel guilt and shame over and over and over. With truth, when something bad happens, we acknowledge it. We feel the pain, we consider our choices, and we remind ourselves that you're allowed to feel this way. Take a deep breath and make a new choice, right? Basically, what I'm saying here is if you continue to you live in the cycle of shame and this guilt and this loop, and I was there, and I can speak to this because I was there. There's something that changes when you have this awareness to go, oh, wow, I made this choice. I'm going to allow this feeling to be here so that I can learn from it and make a new choice next time. And that's where the awareness is going to come in. And we're going to talk about that also in this program. A lot of awareness here, okay? And when I say awareness, it is beginning to recognize and notice things in your life that you haven't noticed, the thoughts that you're having, the choices that you're making, the behaviors that you're walking in. Awareness is a huge, we think, oh, yeah, well, I learned that. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. That is the path to healing. You had to be aware already to listen to this podcast to go, wait a minute. Huh. I think I have an unhealthy relation with alcohol. I think I might want to quit or at least kind of reduce my drinking. I'm not really sure yet. And that's okay, by the way. You don't need to know right now. You don't have to have the answers. Just know that, like, I have this awareness that this is not good for me. It is not serving me. I'm not making healthy choices. It's affecting my health. It's costing me money. It's affecting my relationships. It's affecting my job. It's affecting how I feel about myself. I'm disconnected from my friends and family. I feel guilty. I feel shame. I can't trust myself. There's the awareness. Fantastic. That's the only way to take the next step. So, are you truly being honest with yourself? I want to know what truth have you been holding back from yourself, from God, or someone else? And here's what I want you to do. I want you to make an honest list of any area in your life right now that brings you discomfort. And this is for you. This is not for anyone else. This is not to you, for you to share with anyone else. This is not for you to judge, right? No breakthroughs have ever come inside of judgment. And you at the bottom, after you write this list of everything that's just bringing you discomfort, honest, honest, your relationships, the behaviors of your kids, because we're not pointing fingers and we're not blaming. All we're doing right now is being honest. You know, you could be very upset about how much weight you've gained this last year because you continue to drink. If that brings you discomfort, right? And then at the bottom of the page, I want you to write, this is my experience and I have the right to my experience. Why does this matter? Because you're acknowledging it and you're being seen and you're being heard. And so many of us feel like inside of our relationships, inside of maybe our childhood, we were not allowed to be seen or heard. And so we begin to tuck away and hide away and not speak the truth. So here's your chance. Here's your chance to see and hear yourself, and God will hear you. He will listen. Next step is surrender. Surrender plus action equals progress. Okay. So what does this look like? So when I think of surrender, it's literally to give up or hand over. Like there's this open if you're watching on the video, there's this openness. I give it up. My hands are open. I surrender completely. I'm not resisting anymore. I'm not trying to do this on my own anymore. Okay. So what are you currently holding on to that's creating your current results? These are great journaling questions for you. So if you're listening, maybe hit pause and take the time to write these down. Are you willing to give it up? Are you willing to cease control daily? So here's the thing with surrender, and this is how this works. Typically, we don't just do it once and all is good. It just doesn't work that way. What happens is once we have the awareness and we're like, all right, let me surrender this to you, God. Let me surrender this control that I have. Like, I have to do this on my own. Well, you know what? You've been doing it on your own and trying to control it for so long. It's going to take you a little bit to keep surrendering daily, right? So then the next step is the action, because there, you know, I'm just going to like call it as I see it. You can't just be like, all right, God, take this away, or let me just surrender and sit here and wait. No, no, no. You must take action. He didn't call us for that. I just thought of like this like army of soldiers, you know, like being in this like forward progress, trusting him, surrendering, but marching on. So what is the action that you're going to take? So God is able to do so much more than I can ever ask or imagine. His power is at work within me. Another affirmations from Ephesians 3:20. The next one, whatever I'm doing, eating or drinking, I'm going to do it for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. And these are great for just reflection. So just trusting like God is able to do more than I can even imagine with this. If I surrender to him and I start taking action, and allowing him to work within me and taking steps, he didn't expect us to be perfect. It's not possible. But what will happen is you'll begin to take action and take steps and remember that he's working within me. And then I'm going to glorify him, whatever I'm doing. I'm going to glorify him, whatever I'm doing. And it takes one step at a time. So many of you have messed up and you've tried it and failed and tried it and failed. And so you're just like, oh, well, forget it. I can't get 5 days in a row. Well, did you get one? How'd you get it? What did you do different? How did you feel? What actions did you take? What actions did you not take? This is part of the learning and growing. You'll get nowhere if you just sit there, right? Where are you going to be? Still where you are. Well, I guess that's somewhere, but it's not where you want to be, right? So here's the next part in this series, or this first rhythm of this module for you. This is where it gets real. It's always real, but this is where it gets real. You are going to declare, and you're going to create a statement or announcement for yourself, to you, to your conscious, your unconscious, to God. Like, this is it. This is powerful. And it can be a great not statement. Some of us say, well, I am going to blank. Fine. But what you could do is, I just wrote a couple of examples on here that are just not only related to drinking, but I'm not available anymore to be controlled by others' opinions of me. How about that? I am not available for that. I'm not willing to sacrifice my health to fit in with others. And I will not allow myself to continue down the path of overdrinking and numbing out my life any longer. What are you going to declare? And I want you to ask yourself, if I don't do this now, what will that mean? If I don't do this now, what will it mean? What if you don't? What's it going to mean to you, to your family, to the people who love you, to your future, to your calling, to your health, to your mind, all of it? So here's how we're going to work through this to write the declaration. I'm going to have you write a breakup letter to alcohol. And you've heard me talk about this before, but I haven't put all this in this path together. But this is how it maps out. Okay. So we've acknowledged the truth. We have surrendered it. And now we're writing a declaration to say, all right, I'm surrendering, Lord, but I'm taking action. So this is what I'm declaring. So you write a breakup letter. What does it look like? You're writing it to alcohol. You're in a relationship. Okay? You can talk to it. You could email it, but I want you pen to paper. You could type it up too. I've gotten people email me their breakup letters and I love it. It just makes my heart so happy. But it's real. And I want you to write it with conviction. I want you to be like, you know what? Wine, vodka, whatever it is, beer, whatever is your drink of choice, or it could be alcohol in general. It could be whatever for you. I am angry that this happened, that you tricked me, that you came in my life. I thought that you really were good. I thought you cared about me. I thought that you made me more fun. I thought you made me more social. I'm scared that if you keep coming around, my life is going to go off the rails. I'm going to lose my relationships. I'm going to struggle at my job. I'm going to have serious financial issues. What is it for you? What is it about this alcohol? You know what? I'm tired of you being in the daggum store. Every time I turn around, there you are with bright, shiny lights on you. Well, I'm going to just tell you something right now. I'm not even going to look your way. I'm not even going to come down your aisle because I'm not interested in you. And I'm serious about my goodbye because ... because you're in my life, this has happened and this has happened and this is how I feel. And I'm mad and I don't want you anymore. Like, allow this energy to come up for you. Allow yourself to cry. Allow yourself to grieve. You know, you could even say, you know what? I know you might try to sneak back in, but this time, this is what I'll do. I will not let you back in my home. I won't let you back in my house. You know, if you do sneak back in, I'm going to say, listen, that didn't work for me. Go away. Don't come back. The ones that are in my life that are missing out because of you are my kids, my friends, my future self, the woman I'm growing in to be. Like, I want you to feel this. I want you to feel the power behind it. Now, remember how, like, there was that boyfriend that was like your crush? Mine, his name was BJ Reed. Somebody's listened to this and knows him. This would be hilarious. He was this crush I had in middle school. And it was just like back and forth, back and forth. You know, sometimes that happens. Sometimes we really want to get rid of a relationship and something happens and they come back in. Just know that that's okay, that this is a process. But you will go back with conviction and you'll edit. You'll go back to the breakup letter and go, oh, shoot, I let you in. Take accountability for it. I let you in. I don't want you here, right? Okay. Now I'm going to kind of skim through this just for time's sake, just to let you know, because this is something that you would really need to take some time in yourself. But the next layer of this is really looking at what a commitment looks like and how it matters that you have to layer it. And this came straight from my coaching program, Coach Sean Smith. He's amazing. This is Elite Coaching University. This is where I went. So this is pretty much straight from that. And I wanted to use this for y'all's perspective to say, okay, if we're committing to stopping drinking, what does that look like? And we got to layer it. So you're going to layer it with clarity, control, congruence, certainty, and on and on and so on. You've got to have conviction. You have to have consistency. The more consistent, the more your unconscious mind will help you. So right now you've been really consistent on coming home and drinking, right? And the unconscious mind helps you. Remember? It goes, ding, it's 4 o'clock, ding, go to the kitchen, go by the store. So this is this neural pathway I've talked about. This is this pattern. And this is where you don't really think about it. You're like, why did I do that? Why did I just go open the cabinet and all this? Because your unconscious mind is helping you. So here's the cool thing about it. When you begin to like break that pattern and start something new, you will get resistance, but just be aware of it, right? And then it will begin to help you. Oh, yeah, we don't do that anymore. We go do this instead. We go for a walk ride when we get home. Okay. I will stand my ground. Nothing will move me. I will work on all things for the glory of the Lord. So that's where we are. That is module one. That gives you a lot of areas to really focus on when it comes to declaring, just creating more honesty and awareness in your life. And I just hope that this helps you. And I want to invite you to the Stop Over Drinking Roadmap. Make the commitment. I promise you that it will pay for itself within a couple of weeks. If you're like me, I spent probably, $10 a day minimum. And I don't know. I haven't looked at wine lately. I might do that next time I go to the store because it just really doesn't faze me. I wonder how much it is now. If it's gone up like the rest of groceries, y'all are probably spending anywhere from, 80 to 100 bucks a week. Yeah, this program, it will pay for itself within a couple of weeks, 3 weeks. And it is life-changing, and it will help you continue other areas of your life. And just so you know, there might be some times where you need some more support. You're walking through the program, which we have a Facebook group where the students are. You get to coach in a group once a month. I create a Zoom link for that, so we all get to come together. So you're not just on your own. Excuse me. And so we have the community. We have the connection there for you if you want that. Not everybody wants that. They're just doing the program, and then they're working with me. But know that there's options too to be able to go, you know what, Michelle, I just hit a roadblock. Can you help me work through this? Then I'm there for you. You have connection with me. Okay. So go to setfreesisterhood.com/roadmap and just start today. Start with this process today, and you will be blessed. And I'm praying for you, and I hope you have an amazing week. And email me at any time at michelle@setfreesisterhood.com. Wow. Talk to you soon. Hey friend, before you go, I want to make sure that you know about the free masterclass that is available for you. It's the 5 steps to help you stop overdrinking without stress and overwhelm. Download it for free today at setfreesisterhood.com/masterclass. I would love for you to come join the Facebook community too. I will put the link in the show notes. And if you're ready to see what support would look like so that you could start walking out your future of being alcohol-free and stepping into the woman who God is calling you to be, email me at michelle@setfreesisterhood.com. Until next time, stay blessed.